Hello again from Best of Film Audio Reviews, where listening to stuff kicks reading stuff ass. This week we're talking about The Blind Side, which opens here in the UK on the 26th of March. The Blind Side is a heartwarming cuddle fest that follows the true story of a young black man who discovers that you can get paid thousands of dollars for pushing people over. It's a bit like the film Leon, except it's about American football rather than murdering, and it's nothing like the film Leon. Now, to be fair, we didn't do a lot of research on American football before we watched The Blind Side, but we have since discovered that we've been a bit unfair, and it's actually more about being paid millions of dollars to push people over. Hope that clears things up. Sandra Bullock plays hot, rich white woman who takes in the young man off the streets, gives him a home, and does quite a lot of looking at him endearingly. Now, the question we all want answering is, did she deserve an Oscar? Short answer, no. She's on screen quite a lot, which presumably counted in her favour, as a lot of acting does get done. In fact, in terms of pure kilograms of acting that gets produced in this film, Bullock is the one manning the machine, hands down. But you can't help but ask, is that the point? It's a bit like winning the Nobel Prize for shouting Eureka over and over and over again. She does well playing stern mom with a heart of gold, but to be honest, none of it's a real stretch, and you do spend the whole film waiting for the Oscar bit, which isn't really very fair, mostly because it never turns up. In terms of the rest of the cast, Quinton Aaron does sad but brave face brilliantly as the lead character Michael Oher. His surrogate family are all inoffensively smiley, and Kathy Bates pops in as a mad tutor, which is fun. Together we watch the broken young man blossom into a terrifyingly massive butterfly, and considering how potentially schmaltzy the material is, the cast and writer do well to keep their feet mostly on the ground. The script keeps things moving along, though there are a couple of mad moments, such as where Kathy Bates' tutor whispers to the lad, "Your brain is like a filing cabinet with maps," which is a bit like saying your heart is like a roller coaster with a hat on. All in all, though, the fact that it's a true story keeps you interested, and though it gets a little soft focus and slow motion to the end, there's enough wit and shots of people being really violently shoved over to keep us interested until the end credits. That's all for now, you little movie pockets. If you like the cut of our jape, visit bestoffilm.com for more written downwards, and if not, maybe we'll see you back again for more ear-related film funsies.